One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Three Dog Night, for that song. I actually saw Three Dog Night perform at Beverly Hills High School in the very early 70s. So that brought back an instant memory. Thank you, Richard, my producer. We have a special guest for the Bruce Allen Show, Lori Burns, who you can follow on Twitter at The Teen Project. That's The Teen Project. She is somebody who knows from her own harsh experience about the sex trade and its impact on our children. Lori Burns is a corporate executive at a Fortune 100 company, an inspirational speaker, a mother to over 30 troubled foster children from drugs, prostitution, cutters, eating disorders, and behavioral disorders, and the founder of The Teen Project for Homeless Youth, which she established in response to her overwhelming feeling that no matter how many teens she fostered, it was never enough. She is a part of Oprah's Angel Network. Oprah, by the way, lives right here in Santa Barbara. And she's been approached by multiple networks for a feature, movie rights, and pilot show, I imagine inspired by her life. It is her dream that no teen should ever be without a safe home or a family. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, Lori.
Thanks for having me.
It's my honor. You have a story to tell, a book that you've written. I know when you're joining us for Dad Chat tonight. Let's just cut right in. What age were you when you started prostituting, and why did you choose that path?
19 years old. Money.
Money.
Yeah. So I left the system just like many of the kids are leaving now, 25,000 kids age out of foster a year, and I was homeless, and the money...
Did you finish high school?
What's that?
Did you finish high school?
I actually took my GED and passed it just to get out. I was working in the morning, not as a prostitute at that time, but I was working.
How did it begin? I mean, were you approached or did I mean, how does that happen? I mean, I come from such a sheltered background, I don't even quite understand it. And I think a lot of our listeners don't fully understand how a good or an ordinary kid or how they can get seduced literally and figuratively into that world.
Your ordinary path. I mean, today kids are finding it through the internet, but actually it was my sister. Both of my sisters, they were all drug addicts. You know, keeping the secrets from our childhood kind of drove us down, and we all ended up on various forms of drugs, and my older sister was hanging out with a lot of rich guys, said she had a job she needed to do and couldn't do it, and they would take my sister. So she said, do you want to go? There's a lot of money. I didn't even ask. You know, I kind of missed the middle a lot. In my early life, I would go from the beginning, got to go somewhere, to the end, a lot of money, and miss asking about what was occurring in the middle. But when it was said and done, the money was so good, I didn't look back.
And how long were you seduced by this life?
Till I was 23, I was working the streets. I had appreciated over time. In the beginning, I was working for a call service. Towards the end, I was just walking the street. So at the age of 23, I was taken into the woods by two gunmen and begged that they would kill me that night. And that was when I turned my life around.
Wow.
The next day.
Wow. Is that all in your book, by the way?
It is, and more.
What, again, tell us about your book. Let's just do a plug before I keep on mining you for great information.
I named it Punished for Purpose because as a child, I thought, God must be punishing me for something cruel I did in a past life to have placed me with this family or made me born into this family. But I realized later when I was saving all the foster kids that my whole life was meant to be, and that's why I named the book Punished for Purpose. And it is my downfall to the tragic day on the streets with the two gunmen, and then my rise back up in the 13 angels and teachers that helped me, and a methodology that I created called Mastering Your Dreams that I used not only to get myself out of the hole I was in and become an executive, but also to launch the Teen Project.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Teen Project is?
So the Teen Project was created when I realized that these 25,000 kids were exiting foster care to homelessness. I think
slow down. Say that again.
25,000 kids in our nation turn 18, get a happy birthday, a teddy bear, you're on your own now. I hope you have a good life. Now with no money, no parents, no car, no cell phone, you can imagine... The statistics are staggering.
Meaning of what happens to them.
Right. Only 2% ever get to go to college and complete it.
Of those 25,000. So that's 500
right.
out of 25,000.
Right. That's right. Wow. 65% straight to homelessness. Some they say one out of five goes straight to a homeless shelter from foster care. And I believe it's a crime. I mean, I don't think many people know what's happening to our foster kids at age 18. There are bills in place, like we have just started AB 12 here in California, won't come to fruition until 2014, which may allow them to stay till age 21 under certain circumstances. But this is devastating throughout the U.S. The magnitude of the problem is just so overwhelming.
It's so ironic. The whole Obama administration got applauded for getting our kids health care through their parents till 26. Yet these kids, in my mind, are much more needy than parental health care support till 26 are not helped to, beyond 18. It's tragic.
It's tragic. Yeah, and if you look at the return on investment on the whole thing, I mean, if you did a big ROI, like we're dumping these kids out on the street, it probably would have cost us about between 10 and 20,000 to keep them in the system. They're re-entering through reactive services, welfare and jail, which jail runs about 115,000 a year.
So your phone just went funny. I don't know if you did anything. Lori, your phone is just going.
So the Chief Project provides housing, street outreach. We have a national text home program for any community. Text the word shelter and their zip code to 99,000. And we'll return a local shelter to their phone, and we're opening up a Venice Beach drop-in shelter in about 8 days.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Whatever you were doing before, be careful. You hit some button, and we weren't hearing you as well. Please go back and explain further about the Teen Project, and does it get any state or federal funds?
No state or federal funds. We're all volunteers. We have one employee who mans the phones, and we are just people that have come out from the woodworks in the community and said this cannot happen anymore. We are privately funded by foundations, corporations, and individuals.
What can my listeners do to help?
They can get on our website.
Which is
theteenproject.com. We need old cars. If you have a car you're not driving anymore, a couple hundred thousand miles on it, we could take that and enable a kid to get to school. We need cash donations, of course, and volunteering. Anything that you can think of that would help our kids. The street outreach needs food, blankets, sleeping bags.
Where are you located, and where do you primarily work?
We're based out of Orange County, but with the Venice Beach Drop-In Center, we just expanded to L.A.
Okay, this is all in California.
But we have national mentoring all over the United States. We're mentoring programs in 17 other states to get to where we're at. So following the same business model, which is a volunteer-based organization so that the money goes to the children.
Well, obviously, this is not a local problem. This is a national problem. So I wish you luck in expanding and getting other sites set up throughout the country through the Teen Project.
Thank you so much.
What you're doing is you are actually living proof of what I often believe, which is that the hard knocks in our life can really give us incredible opportunities if we let them. And yours certainly could have gone in a much worse tragic path, and I'm very happy and grateful that it went in the path it's gone. Please, again, tell our listeners where they can find you and any information you want to share before we have to end this segment.
Right. It's Lori Burns, and you can find me by going on theteenproject.com.
And that's Lori, L-A-U-R-I, by the way.
And the book site is punishedforpurpose.com, but you can also get it on Amazon.com, and the proceeds go to the street outreach.
Okay, and you can follow Lori at The Teen Project on Twitter, and if you would like to ask her questions directly for those of local listeners in the California area tonight, Thursday night, February 2nd, 6 to 7 p.m., Lori will be my guest on Dad Chat, and that should be not only provocative, but very interesting, and I think educational to the moms and dads that always participate. Lori, thank you so very much. I look forward to tweeting with you this evening.
Thank you. Me too. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Okay, Lori. It is time for another break. We will be back after these messages with a little wrap-up of today's really, really great show. Illustrate my last remark. Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do when everything looked so dark? You've got to accent. You with the positive.